Happy Holidays. As this particular year of my life comes to an end, I'm seizing the opportunity of the holiday season to reflect on its events and on its moments. I'm giving myself permission to celebrate 2004, giving myself permission to celebrate living. Once a year, we give ourselves permission to do that, don't we? Permission to celebrate? It seems that this is the time of year when we allow for fun and festivity, spending time and wishing well. We give ourselves permission to get together and to raise a glass with friends and family. The holiday season is when we let people know how much they mean to us and we wish them well as we begin another year. I know that I've been sending out my heartfelt well wishes to the people in my life, and I've gotten plenty of well wishes in return. This time of year, I'm always confronted by and reminded of the fact that life serves up the bitter with the sweet. Whether we like it or not, we get both. The good times as well as the not so good times. We get the happy, but we also get the sad. But somehow at Christmas, no matter what's going on, we will find a way to laugh and sing and feast and enjoy something, anything about our year gone by. This is the season for joy, and Christmas is a reason to be happy, isn't it? This is the one time of year that we get to expect magic, the one time of year when we're entitled to good cheer. Remember, as a kid, you believed in Santa Claus? Remember how the whole month of December was about waiting to open those presents, waiting for the something good? I was always happy when December came because I was always full of the anticipation of what Christmas morning would bring, ravaging through gifts, playing with new toys, and then going to Grandma's house to eat my grandfather's homemade breakfast bread and open more presents. As kids, we would anticipate the something great. Then we would just celebrate for a whole month. As adults, December's the time that we allow ourselves to pause and to celebrate the people and the things that are important to us. An otherwise ordinary winter's day can transform instantly into an opportunity to forget our problems and focus on something good. And so, we celebrate. But what if we didn't need a reason to forget a problem or buy someone a gift? What if we didn't wait for Christmas to reach out and to wish our friends the very best? What if this year you didn't need an occasion to carve out a memory, a moment, and celebrate your life? This season, the bitter and the sweet are colliding once again, and that is the way life goes, isn't it? Maybe you can't always control the things that life will offer, but you can choose to find reasons to celebrate. So this year, mark this particular holiday season by creating a new tradition of choosing to celebrate often. In good times and bad, when it's bitter and when it's sweet. Raise your glass and count your blessings today. Toast to the things that you want and even the things that you think you don't want as well. Celebrate for no good reason at all. Starting today, right now, don't wait around for Christmas to be of good cheer. Today, for me, I choose to celebrate all of you who read my messages. Thank you. I am humbled by the privilege of being able to share with you each week. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedules, and thank you for letting me in. Thank you for your emails that you send back to me and the conversations that you have with me. You've contributed to me tremendously. And now, with presents to wrap and calls to return, emails to type and errands to run, new memories to create and rare moments to savor, I wish you the absolute very best. And as I pause this day to smell the beautiful roses, as I take time to celebrate my life, I'll imagine that you're doing the same. Happy, happy, happy day.